Hi, everybody, and thanks for logging on to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. Tough loss for the Browns today as they fall to the Denver Broncos, but you can't say they didn't have chances.
No, not at all, and it's a heartbreaking one, 26-23 in overtime. And speaking of chances, even in overtime, you get an interception by Barkevious Mingo, a great call by defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill to go with a little bit of a zone blitz. Barkevious dropped down to where Peyton was going with the ball, picked it off, and he looked like they were in business. Negative play, punt, and then all of a sudden, you have 12 men on the field. Denver gets to keep the ball. They go down and they get the field goal to win the game. But it was a game where really the defense did a very good job on Peyton Manning. Three interceptions on the day, including a touchdown from Carlos Dansby. They did a good job on third down, 4 of 18 for the Denver Broncos in this game. But ultimately, the offense wasn't able to come through today when they had the chances.
You know, Nathan, I think the big talker throughout the week on this will be, should the Browns have gone for two? I think they should have. I don't kind of regret the fact that Mike Pettine went for two when he had the opportunity. 5 points versus 6 points didn't seem like that big of a deal at the time. And in the end, I know it went to overtime, but I still am okay with him going for two.
Well, I'm curious to hear his comments on the thinking behind it, but my guess is with this new extra point, nothing's a given. You might as well be up six as opposed to five. You're holding them to field goal after field goal. Better to be up two field goals than just one. So I'm guessing that was the thinking, you know, when you go for it, when you do, and at the end of the game, you really can't get that point back. You would have liked to have had it back, but I'm curious what the analytics say on that. But again, that's a coaching decision in the moment, and I understand the rationale because I'm sure they just wanted to be up six and force them to either make that extra point or get in the end zone to beat the Browns.
All right, it's a tough loss. Where do you go from here? You got to pick your bootstraps back up and get back out there next week.
Well, hopefully the defense is going to take some momentum and some confidence out of this game. The three turnovers, the great performance on third down, the bend but don't break, limiting them to field goal after field goal. Really, the only touchdown was the 75-yard to Emmanuel Sanders, which was a one play, a big play, but they weren't able to walk down the field and get into the end zone against this Browns defense. So hopefully that's what they take out of it. Offensively, you know, you got to kind of go back to the drawing board a little bit because you're going to face another very good front in St. Louis and then another one in Arizona. So you got to figure out a way to protect Josh McCown. I thought he was under fire all day long. But overall, I think you take away a very competitive game against a team that is now 6-0. You did a great job against Peyton Manning in that offense, and you got to try to build on that and go forward next week against the Rams.
All right, Nathan, thank you very much. Thanks for logging on to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app.